and Why Do We Hang Out, episode 41, Mega Story Church Story.
What?
You missed out.
You missed out. That's the episode name. Yep. Mega Story Church Story.
And I said racial slurs.
Hey, Chris, guess who said it?
Like pineapple pickers.
Because... And cholos. And I called Jacob a
cholos is not a racial slur, Dad.
And I miss all of this.
You did! Yeah.
We tried getting you to quit and just leave
That's
early.
That's kind of bullshit. Yeah, no, that didn't go well for 5 months the last time I did that, so...
Yeah,
I'm good.
It happened. Fine.
Well, Chris is here for the intro. He wasn't here for the podcast.
Yeah.
We talked about forklift things.
Not anymore, that changed my mind.
Yeah.
Robert broke a forklift twice.
Twice.
I'm really going to have to listen to this one, genuinely. I'm excited.
Jacob went to Texas.
Oh. Ellie, you're interrupting things.
I feel like I missed a lot of fun. I am genuinely disappointed.
You missed some fun.
Wait.
Go say hi to
everybody.
Ooh. Tell her to wave, you dick.
Say hi to everybody.
Say hi to that thing.
That's like waving to Stevie Ray. Hey! That's like
waving while you're on a telephone call.
Mike.
Hi. Hi, Ellie.
Good say job. Burn it down.
Can you say welcome to Why Do We Hang Out?
Welcome to Hang Out.
Good job.
Perfect.
Woo. High five, sister.
So, you know, game on.
Game on.
Check out our new Twitter stuff. It's awesome, people.
Game on.
Chris was talking to the Nigerian prince.
Yeah, I talked to Nigerian prince. For the only thing I've done, I feel like I contributed a little bit.
The Nigerian
check out the Twitter
prince.
Please hit us up on it, or at least check them out and like them, because some of those are actually really good.
Come, you know, hit us up on Facebook, too.
Yeah, Facebook, Twitter, way hit us up.
Oh, Periscope. Oh, we didn't Periscope this week. We did not Periscope this week.
We have a Periscope.
We have a Periscope.
What's Periscope?
Why Do We Hang Out?
You can live feed the video.
Oh.
Right into it.
So.
Shit the shark.
Well, this.
Hey, Ellie. Say game on into the mic.
Hey. Okay. Say game on in there.
Say game on.
Game on.
Good job. Also, I know we're late on the Jay and Silent Bob podcast.
We'll do it, I promise. We'll figure it out. I swear to science.
We just next summer.
We're really waiting on
coming soon.
We promise this will happen.
We're waiting on Chris and Justin's work situation.
We will make this work. I will make this fucking work. I want to do this podcast.
So, we're doing it. We have scripts.
Yeah.
You have parts.
I'm good. I'm down.
So, you know.
I printed off
three scripts.
I'm
took 300 pages and condensed it to 70 pages, which turned into 35 double-sided pages.
Wow, that's awesome.
Game on. Again.
Sense,
yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris has all the black guy parts, and that was part of it.
It's not like racist in any way.
Actually, didn't he ask for all the black guy
parts?
Yeah, I think when I call him, he asked for all the black guy parts.
That's alright, then.
I've got three parts. I put Morris Day in there just to get back Chris.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Yeah, and Jay says, I'm Morris Day, you're Jerome. Don't forget that. He smacks him on the face.
And that's basically what this whole movie's predicated about.
Kind of.
Considering the fact that you are Jay and you have, like, what, 90% of the speaking roles?
Jesus H. Christ, man.
Yeah, no,
like,
you
I
chose the
up.
Worst, like,
well,
kind of centerpiece of the fucking
we
DVD.
We were going to have Chris do it, and then he didn't want to do it.
No, because he wanted to play certain roles. And
he wanted to be Ben Affleck. Yeah.
It's because he's playing Batman now.
Yeah. No, because he likes...
I'm glad he actually is. I don't like the gritty, like, Christian Bale voice. Like, that's the only part, like, kind of bothers me.
Right? Like, I've been excited for Batfleck the entire time.
Yeah, like, it's not...
As soon as it came out that Ben Affleck was going to be Batman, everybody, like, lost their stupid fucking minds. And it's like, he's going to be great. He's going to be Argo-y it, and... He's not going to be the gentleman from Fashionable Male that likes to fuck people in uncomfortable places.
You ever seen Phantoms? What he's in?
Phantoms like a motherfucker.
I actually watched that like 2 weeks ago.
It I haven't seen awesome. It, but it's on Netflix, and I hear it's really good.
It is really good. It's very, I don't know what's the word, like sound disoriented. Because like it's like low volume, and then it goes really high. Mm-hmm. Is like recorded.
So
that
it's
way.
Not a good fucking movie to watch while like the kids are in bed.
No.
We bought Avengers and we brought it home and we're like, we'll watch this have the news go down. And anything with music is fucking crash, bang, brah!
Yeah.
And then while they're talking, it's super quiet.
Yeah, no, it's exactly like that. Like they're super quiet, there's chatting, normal conversation, and then like the things that happens in the movies, like the you know, the aliens and crap, and then it's like insanely loud.
Speaking of BI, you fucking missed out on the roll call this morning on Facebook.
I don't check Facebook. I was having an argument with Chris, and that was about my weekly Facebook activity.
Which is, you're better than the rest of us. Honestly, like, I believe in you, Justin. But you shared that picture of us at Party Palace.
Yeah.
When we were fucking around in there.
That was the original BI picture, I think.
I think that was during the rib day.
That was the rib day.
When you had the truck, and then we made a trip to Party Palace for whatever stupid fucking reason.
Because it was like Halloween week, too, I think.
I don't know. It was cold.
Yes.
So it might have been Halloween. Yeah. I think we were just fucking around at Party Palace.
Yeah, you guys were all dressed up in St. Patrick's Day gear.
No.
Yeah.
You're all wearing
like,
green.
In that picture, we're all in...
Really?
I think the doc's wearing fucking shamrocks and shit around
Maybe
his
it was
neck.
For Chris's birthday or something, I don't know.
That might have been it. Probably closer to the truth. Yeah. But then the doc called a roll call. Chris took your part, man.
He can't do that.
He did.
He has his own part.
Yeah,
that he like even
call.
Wasn't going to be a part of the beginning.
I know. It was just you, me, and the doc.
Yeah.
Screaming around in the dish.
So he has to be a part of everything.
So it started with Andrew Campbell. Dipping around in the dish pit, church, preach, damn it, just yelling around. And then the three of us started screaming in the dish pit. And Steve looks down.
He just stares. He won't even say anything. He won't, like, he'll just stare at us until one of us makes eye contact.
Fucking contempt. Chris is down there with him, like, I don't know them either, Steve. And
because he's high and mighty all the time. So.
Yeah, he's trying to be fucking King Chris. And like, I don't partake in childish antics with these. Ruffian Steve.
No,
because
he has to uphold his appearance. Mm-hmm. That's what he claims we are.
As we're fucking, like, screaming at each other in the dish pit. Or throwing knives at each other.
That was a few times.
Yeah, it was a couple times. It was more than one time. Because there was that time he stuck Chris in the leg.
He didn't move out behind Bertha.
I totally agree with you. Chris is at fault here. If you hadn't thrown that knife at him... And if
I told him I was previously throwing like three or four at him, so he knew exactly.
Maybe he shouldn't wear shorts in the kitchen. It's a safety hazard.
Yeah, and there were steak knives there. Not like big, you know, bladed knives. Just little steak knives.
They were pointy on the end of
them. They're knives.
In theory.
Just one time, right?
No, it was. It was
I threw like four at him, and then he moved like behind or with. Not behind, but he moved from behind.
Bertha, which was this giant fucking, like, 45-gallon pot that we had.
Yeah. So he had his protection that I was clearly missing on purpose, and then he moved him to the line of danger and then blamed me for getting stabbed.
So he was in the danger zone?
He was in the danger zone, yes, but he was in no, like, line of sight of danger.
Chris's fault, 100%.
Yeah, it was all Chris's fault.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would say Chris can, you know, rebuttal his story, but he's not.
But he's busy trying to not lose his job.
Yeah. It's good. He needs his job.
Yeah, he's
everyone
a kid
needs a job.
Shit now, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gotta be responsible.
Well, got to member of society.
Yeah, he has mm-hmm. two kids.
Yeah, I guess he's... Yeah. I always forget about Jimmy. I don't know why.
Because we don't see him.
Maybe because I only see him on his birthday, which is coming up.
Yeah, it is.
Have you guys ever seen Jimmy?
No.
No?
He's cute.
He's adorable as shit.
It's like, I don't remember where we were.
Something came up last year.
And we weren't here. I don't know if we were on vacation or...
Mom's fucking weird.
Yeah, I met his mom.
Elliot's sick or something.
Have you?
Yeah. We went to Kale's birthday party the year she was here.
Oh, Christ. I didn't meet her when she was here.
Elliot wasn't mobile yet. It was like a little bit after we had Elliot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think he'll be here for Comic-Con this year, so.
Jimmy?
Yeah.
When is Comic-Con?
May, early, mid-May.
12? No, 14th or something.
Yeah.
That was the 15th. Yay, I'll be done with school.
Will ya?
For the semester.
Yeah, it's like whatever, the second week of May.
So I can go.
It's a small victory, sir.
Right? That's my life right now.
We didn't get the VIP tickets, though.
They're overrated.
Yeah, yeah. Like, well, because
did you guys already get your tickets?
No.
We bought our tickets.
I think so.
But we usually get the VIP, but we're not showing up super early, and so I don't really care about
Chris always wants to show up early, so we just go get Bloody Marys and we go downtown.
Which is cool, except Bloody Marys are gross.
No, they're not. Yeah,
no, they're really good.
Go to press. Come to press with Clint and me, like, on a Sunday. It is delicious.
Right.
Next Sunday, 10 o'clock, on press.
If I have money next Sunday.
Well, I'll buy you. They're like $4.
All right. Okay. Well, come pick me up.
Okay.
Okay. It's a date, Justin.
Aww. Clint's gonna put out, he's gonna put out for you, so it's okay.
Oh, Clint's got those manly fucking masonry hands.
I know. He almost has a bigger beard than you right now.
Does he?
Yeah.
Mine stops growing. It gets but it's to like a certain thick, growth. Like it's super thick. Yeah, because Clint's a real man. He works with bricks all day and rebar, and then he comes and drinks a gallon and a half of beer and looks sober as shit when he's done. Yeah.
But he has one shot, and then he's tipsy, so...
Yeah, I know. I miss Clint. He's like a huge Seahawks fan. We all have our faults. But...
Yeah, well, we all can't be winners, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a lot going, except for that Viking stuff, you know? I mean,
oh yeah. Yeah, because you guys totally won the game.
Well, mm-hmm. someone decided to miss it, so whatever.
Imagine that pressure, man. I feel so bad for Blair Walsh.
Oh, that I know.
That.
Like, imagine missing that fucking punt. You're like, I'm going to hear about this for a decade.
He's never going to get refills on his soda when he asks for it? Or...
Yeah, they're just going to knock it out of his hand.
I think that's like the least of his problems, man. Seriously.
Yeah, his first shot is probably going to have spit in it.
I'm trying to, like, downplay it. Like, oh, it's not that big of a deal, but no, it was kind of a big deal.
Oh, that fucking game.
It's cold as shit.
No, I get it, but it was laces out. Come on now.
Yeah.
You gotta understand that.
It's like Ace Ventura all over
again. Exactly, yeah.
It really was. Like,
it really...
You're gonna have some Jim Carrey detective going around, where's that Viking, you know? It's gonna be great.
Because we were watching, and it was like,
in a cabin
the laces were in. Do that.
I lost my fucking shit when that kicked in Megan. I'm like,
I'm gonna feel so bad for Jarrell.
Cause I got a little chip shot, and it's like, oh.
I was sure he was gonna have it too at first.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody was. That's the problem. Like, I was like, I'm not gonna bring this up with Robert because they could have beaten us, and then that you did beat us. I'm like, well, I'm gonna downplay the fuck out of this. God damn it. That game was like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're
still talking about it.
It was a good defense game.
Yeah.
Except for that one play where Russell Wilson got on the outside.
Yeah.
And then he got where you guys made your touchdown and shit.
That was a good play.
Oh.
Like, yeah, that guy fucking can run anywhere.
Yeah, he's quick. He's like lightning.
Yeah.
When they beat the Cardinals though, there were memes coming out. Yeah. They're like, whose bird is that? Russell Wilson's bird.
That's right.
That was kind of funny.
When he played the Cardinals. Yeah.
Well, so going back to the fucking Jay and Silent Bobcast, I know we said we were going to do that next 3 weeks ago. Shit happens. Stuff happened at Joe's. So now we're just waiting on like Chris and Justin to be able to show up again. But last week, Robert and Jacob and I got together, watched the entire movie again.
It was great.
Yeah.
I've seen it twice since we
laid out parts. We're taking this way more serious than we
took anything else previously podcasting.
If we become shit like afterwards, we're going to feel really bad and feel like we
It's still kind of going to be kind of
like
I don't even care. It's probably not going to I'm going to be the worst.
He's never
going
to listen to it.
But still, I mean, if he does.
I'm excited to do this podcast.
Yeah.
Y'all need to stop making all your kitchen people crazy.
No.
Especially you.
You know what? There's
You're
only been a few
like
people
98%
that...
of the problem.
Actually, I was the voice of reasoning for most of the night.
How did I know you'd come up with such a quick an excuse?
Don't because know. He knows you yeah, were going to yeah. fucking lay into him quite quick.
Yeah, he was ready.
Yeah.
He was like getting his ball a little stretched out and ready to fuck the shit out of me and shit.
Troy was the only person I ever made go insane at work.
Andy
deserves this, and you've met Andy, and you know how Andy
I'm
is.
I'm not arguing about it, but you fucking drove Andy in the house.
It's because he would, like, talk shit. I would never instigate or nothing.
Andy would, like, walk up, fucking Justin! Oh my god, that guy! I fucking beat him! Come back and be like, I flip burger.
Yep.
Yeah. He wouldn't do any other position except for grill.
Yeah. But Troy was the only one that wanted to really do physical harm to me.
We gotta get paragraphs on the podcast, man. I haven't talked to Troy in forever.
I don't even know if he's in town.
I think he is.
I don't know. I haven't talked to him in years.
Yeah. So there was this guy named Troy who worked at Flamin' Joe's.
Okay.
And he wouldn't talk to anybody, so we nicknamed him Paragraphs.
Yeah.
And he hated it. And then,
well, duh. Fuck, man.
He wouldn't talk.
I would sing Boston More Than a Feeling to him, like, every night. Just to irritate him.
Justin. Perfect. Justin had a personal fucking vendetta. To, like, just drive Troy to the
madhouse.
But,
like, I was, like, his best friend outside of work, too.
Yeah,
so
I know. You guys were tight. But Justin worked. Like, put effort into driving Troy.
Where, like, he literally tried stabbing me a couple times with
yeah,
the kitchen knives.
With
yeah.
the kitchen knives.
Oh, I know that feeling.
And then his girlfriend at the time, Troy's birthday was coming up, and we're like, we gotta do something for Troy's birthday. And she's like, I have pictures... of Troy when he was a baby. We're like, oh, you do? Tell us more. And she got us
all these pictures.
And our plan was, did you know it's surprisingly cheap to rent a bus bench for a month?
Yeah, it's like 45, 55 bucks.
It was like 100 bucks.
Really?
Yeah, it's not
like,
that
it
much.
It was like 45, 50 bucks.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we were going to rent the bus bench at the stop that he caught home every day. With one of his baby pictures. And he was very mad about turning
because
30.
He was doing dishes as a baby. And he was like...
Yeah, yeah.
In like a little...
Oh, that's epic!
He was like in his like pair of boxers or shorts or something. Like just like his face was like... He swung around because his mom was like taking a picture. And like he was pissed that she was taking the picture.
And then we got lazy about it. And then it never happened. I also think he might have actually killed us. Might have come back from the bus... He was very, like, pissed about turning 30. And so we were like, hey, how's 30th going, Troy?
Yeah.
His birthday's the day after the boys, actually.
Did he turn 30 last year?
No, this is like
5, 6 years ago.
Oh, okay, so he's like 35.
Yeah, yeah. He's a little bit older.
He's a really nice guy. He really is.
But doesn't talk.
Does now. But when he first started Flamin' Joe's.
He was there before I was.
Yeah, he started with the initial round. So,
like
Chris
you talk
and I,
about like video games or movies, like certain things. With him, music was a big thing too.
I think I still have one of his Wii games, like Mario Galaxy or something like that.
Cool.
Which Mario Galaxy was a good game, and he was way on point with it. But Are you back down?
I'm back.
She's back. The aristocratic black.
That's racist.
It's a Morris Day song.
Stories. I love
that
movie.
Speaking of which,
Purple Rain.
Yeah, I borrowed Purple Rain from Tom and Tamara, so I could show Chris the scene where Morris Day is getting in a fight with his girlfriend, and he snaps his finger, and Jerome dumps that bitch in a dumpster. I've been trying to show that scene to Chris forever.
I have YouTube. I'm pretty sure
it's not on YouTube.
That's the problem.
Yeah. So
that should be on.
Yeah, so we hit Tom and Tamara up yesterday, and us. You know what scene I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Like Morris Day's girlfriend shows up, and she's like, "Morris Day, you piece of shit! You never take me out!" And he's just, and Jerome comes out like a silent fucking gorilla, and just boom, dumps her right into a dumpster. It's like, that is the epitome of power. Oh, to have your just your best friend, like, no words, put your girlfriend, which I would never do to you, love. Ever. Because I love you too much.
She's not saying anything. You better suck it up even more, man. Seriously.
You're beautiful. You're the light of my life, babe.
Jacob would totally put me in a dumpster.
I'll come save you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jacob, if you snap your fingers, I know what you mean.
And then you better run.
Like, Tabby, I love you and shit, but it's bro code.
Yeah, use your teleportation right there and then.
Yeah. Justin's got this insane theory that he's got one teleportation and he's saving it for when this bag burns down.
I want to piss on it and make marshmallows at the same time. So I have s'mores and...
You want to have piss-mellows?
Yeah. No, not on my fucking marshmallows. But I say I want to make s'mores.
No, when you piss on the fire, guess what aroma comes out of the fire?
Well, I'm going to do one piss. Separate and then another one separate, so...
Pneumonia. Yeah.
So two different fires?
No, one big fire.
Yeah, you pee in one.
I'm not going to actually start or have any part of...
Like that one time you almost were a part of it?
Yeah. My bat signal's been turned on. Be right back. All
right. You gotta hide from the kid.
You know what? That was more like Jacob's fault. Or Jake's fault. Not Jacob, but Jake's.
What, Splinter?
No, because...
Oh, Jake, yeah.
Yeah, because he knew about it and let me do it anyway. He was in charge of me, so...
He was kind of in charge of you.
Yeah, kind of.
Now he's a firefighter. He really turned his life around, Justin.
Just see? He was preventing fires.
He's that fucking bear.
Oh man, I loved Jacob, but he was such a huge manager. He was a tool. Yeah, like he was climbing his way up the ladder, and so they had like a new course for all the new bussers and servers.
Okay.
Where like we would have to make this just giant platter of all the sauces. And sausage and meatballs and cheese bread.
Everyone had to try everything. Every
yeah,
sauce,
they had to try everything. When you're a cook, you don't get to try anything. But when you're a server, or not even a server, you start as a busser.
You try all the wine and everything, too.
You try everything. And so Justin and I, we plow through our fucking, our first duties, like getting everything set up. And then we'd go downstairs and they'd be like, these are the five things that'll get you immediately fired. And we're sitting on the back of the couch. Did that one too. Remember when we did that one?
We had a special technique for this one.
Haven't done that one. That's next.
Special technique.
We're getting paid to just sit there and BS the whole time, though.
No, we're getting paid to fucking make spaghetti, but we weren't doing that the time. And Jake would turn around, like, all the time. Shut the fuck up, I'm trying to work. I'm trying to teach people stuff.
It would make him lose his unprofessionalness.
Yeah, and we're like, Jacob, please continue with the lessons. And then they'd be trying all the sauce, and we're like, can we get some of that cheese bread? Cheese bread, please. And we got in trouble a lot.
That's great. Not even a lot, like all the time.
And then Justin knew that one of these meetings was happening that night because they would tell us sometimes, like, so we could have that.
I think Christy might have mentioned it or something, yeah.
Yeah, so we could have that platter of food made. And Christy, I don't know why she fucking, like, she was our devil's advocate. Like, they're going to do something stupid. So I'm going to tell them.
Like, she would just, like, tell us, and was like, oh.
Or she would let us on the roof and shit. But Justin, that night was, or that day was doing maintenance, and there was a light bulb out in the break room. Oh. And he took one of the 300-watt light bulbs that went outside to illuminate the sign and put it in the break room. So it made the break room 115 degrees. And it also looked like the sun was in there.
That light right there. That's the same light that I put above the bread machine for a couple weeks.
You're burying it. Hold on. He put that light in there, and it was like God himself was in the break room. Like, you'd be going down the hallway, and you just see lights coming out of the break room. It was so bright. It was bright, and it was wicked fucking... It was a 300-watt light bulb.
Yeah.
Your standard light bulb is what, like 60?
Yeah.
So they yelled at Justin. They're like, Justin, get this out of here. All right. Which isn't the response you want from Justin.
All right.
Yeah.
So Justin then took it, and there was a middle section between the kitchen and the dining room.
Like a little hallway.
Yeah, it was a little hallway, and the servers would get drinks, or they'd pick their food up, or, you know, there were dishes out there and stuff.
Yeah.
Get your soup. They eventually put a bread machine in. We'd get par-baked bread, and then the servers would finish the bread. And it was in this little hallway between the midsection and the bar. And Justin, the light burned out in that hallway.
No. It never actually burned out.
And Justin replaced the fucking light bulb above the bread machine, which was already hot as shit,
yeah.
And made the sun appear in this dimly lit restaurant that was, like, dimly lit for ambience. And the servers were like, oh my god, I can't see it. Every time they would go to the bar.
It was high enough ceiling where, like, it was like a 12.
Yeah, it was like a 12-foot ceiling. You had to get a ladder to change the light bulb.
I'm the only one that knew where the ladders were. And, well, Gerald knew where the ladder was.
So did, like, Chris and anybody else who did maintenance.
Chris never really did maintenance. I think he did it, like, 3 times.
I missed having janitor because you could do 20 minutes of work and make it stretch over 4 hours.
Yeah. Walk around with a Ghostbuster.
Yeah, there was a vacuum, you know, those backpack vacuums. Yeah, I'm sure you're fucking aware.
I do it every day.
They're awesome. It's nice.
We call it the Ghostbuster.
Yeah. No, I don't.
That's what we call that the movie theater.
Yeah, you call it the Ghostbuster. Well, if you let your imagination fly enough, it's the Ghostbuster.
Yeah.
What'd you do with the Ghostbuster backpack?
Nothing. We actually fixed it a few times because it broke down on us.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we vacuumed dirt. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Leave it to Justin to do something crazy.
We worked sometimes.
Well, other times we had maintenance meetings at Brooklyn Deli.
Yeah.
That's where I beat Drew out chess both times.
Twice.
Yeah.
Twice.
Not once, but twice.
Twice.
Yeah, Justin and I would, like, do maintenance meetings and just leave and go have lunch on the clock.
Yeah.
I think the Statue of Limits is stealing from the old spaghetti factory over.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Could be.
Or come in, like, crazy hungover from partying at Ryan's house the night before.
That was you and Chris.
Yeah.
And Tron would be there, and they'd turn off all the lights in the kitchen because it was too bright, and turn on just the hood lights that we never used. And they would be making extremely hot spaghetti sauce with no fucking light, like, because they were all hungover. Like, I can't deal with the light today.
They let us unsupervised, like...
Every Sunday.
3 hours, almost. I think 4 hours or something like that sometimes.
Look for jobs. Eat.
Yeah, we would look for jobs, eat ice cream.
Justin did a whole case of Whippets.
Yeah. Then they never figured out why they were just... We got bad product.
Adrian fucking knew. That was the one time Adrian was fucking cool. Stop it. And then he'd walk out.
Yeah, it happens.
Alright, so I got a story from work. You know how
I... Go for it, because we're just retelling old spaghetti factory stories.
Okay, so you guys knew I got the training for the warehouse.
Yeah.
And,
I thought that's what you were doing before.
I was doing custodial work. But this is...
Yeah. Oh, you're not cleaning the warehouse?
No, I'm loading product and using the forklift, which...
Forklifts are fun, right?
I'm named Forklift for a reason. So...
You got a nickname?
I got a nickname. All right, so... I've trained for at least, like, three full weeks.
Did you drop the fucking forklift?
Like, would you let me tell the fucking story?
Put it on its side and shit.
Let me tell a fucking story, Jarrell. Okay, so... Three whole weeks. Yes, you sit pretty, like a little bitch you are. All right. So 3 full weeks at the warehouse,
mm-hmm.
And they first start me off on dry goods, which is super easy, and they have they're called walkers. So basically you just stand on it, and it's like you control
the carpets.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's fun.
How many pallets does yours have, like?
Just one.
Just one?
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
Like, out at Odom, they have 3 pallet ones, and they're fucking huge.
I'm not big enough to move ours. I tried training for ours. I'm not big enough.
Yeah. It's they're kind of scary. You it takes a little bit to get used
they
to.
They're fun as shit though, going from one side to the other as fast as
you can. Beep beep and shit, and it's fun.
Oh yeah,
we should all go do our forklift training together.
I saw a video of what you can do with a forklift.
Put the penny
on the can.
Yeah,
they have like forklift games.
Yeah,
like
rodeos.
Yeah.
Yeah, rodeos.
Everybody has rodeos. They have bus rodeos too, and semi-truck rodeos.
It's great.
So, but, So, I was doing dry goods first, and then, you know, do custodial, like, grab all the custodials and set it out for the truck to load it in and all this other stuff. And then, once I got that full week done, they were like, okay, you're ready for the freezer. Freezer's a lot of fun. No one likes the fucking freezer.
Really?
No one does.
Freezers aren't as bad as everybody makes them out to be. Like,
and I was scared. I'm like, I'm not going to like that freezer. I'm just going to suck ass.
Justin and I have worked in freezers forever.
Yeah.
And everybody, like, makes them out to be terrible fucking...
I don't know what... Oh, but, okay, so here's my story. All right.
Blow up a forklift? Is that why you call it a forklift?
Shut.
Tip one over?
Shush! Let me tell a story.
It's like cow tipping.
No, forklift tipping's not as exciting. Oh, yeah. You might die.
So they had to rent me.
You might die with cow tipping too.
They had to rent me a suit, to, you know, fully get clothes, and then I had, you know, my cap, and I looked like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. It was fucking sick.
That's
it was
awesome.
Cool.
Cozy. Wear some shorts.
Like I was saying, and so they had to show me like a 30-minute video on forklift and said, "Go for it."
Like, really? Because to get my forklift certification was 3 fucking hours of shitty videos.
Yeah. No, see, mine was like, all right.
So ours, we read a packet, and then they're like, here you go! Go out on the forklift.
Yeah, and it's just tests and shit, but never actually touch a forklift.
Yeah, Scholastic, well, I didn't have that in my training. I was like, here you go, hands on.
Yeah, I eventually did write for you.
But, so, I was doing that for a whole week. I was getting used to it, you know, like, just getting up and down and loading it in and coming it out. It was really good.
Were you just in the freezer?
Yeah, there's two sections of the freezer.
Okay.
So there's freezer 20 and freezer 19. I don't know why the fuck they're called 19 and 20, but...
I'm sure there's 20, a long story behind
yeah,
it.
Yeah, probably, but I don't really want to get into it, or
how
you're just going to interrupt me.
How many people have died in this freezer?
19 and 20.
So... the 20 freezer had, like, all the bread and, you know, the vegetable juice and, you know, just weird shit. And then the 19 had all the other stuff. It was fucking huge. It looked like a giant L shape. And so, you usually go in 20 first, and then you come around, and then you do 19, and then you drop off the product on the pallet inside 19. So, in that morning, they pull that pallet out and then load it up on the truck at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Do you have to turn the freezers on in the truck?
No.
No. Somebody else does that.
They take like 20 minutes to get there. So,
but, I know they take a while.
Yeah, but so the second to last week on Thursday, I was loading up all this beef, and you had to stack it 3 high, and so I was like, the last one, I swear to God, the last one I put up, I'm like yes, and I get down, and for some reason. The freezer door is a little lower than the, like, it's about the same height as the forklift when the forks are all the way down. So I'm running.
Like, the same height as the mast?
Yes.
Shit?
Yes. So, like, when my mast is all the way down,
yeah,
it can get out. But if I have my mast still up and my fork still up, guess what happens?
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, but see, I was all excited because I got done really early, and I was like, yeah, boom! Boom!
So you didn't follow safety protocol and you ran your mast into the door.
Like I did with the cart.
That was on freezer 19. And oh, did they have a shit fit with me. They're like, oh, what the fuck you do, son? I'm like, it's my second week, ass! Like, one guy drove the fucking forklift off the goddamn, like, loading bay. So he's like, oh! I'm like, shut up, you piece of shit. Whatever, his name's John, and he likes to be called Mr. Asshole for some fucking reason. He's not a good person.
He's like Kanye, he likes his finger in there.
Yeah. He loves the finger. Okay. Alright, and so, I get done with the last week. It's my last day. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm getting it. Last freezer day. I'm so stoked. Go into freezer 20. They fix the forklift because the forklift was actually bent.
Did you fuck the mast up?
I fucked the mast up.
That's expensive as shit, Robert.
But no, the thing is we have welders for our school district and they did it for free. So, hey,
yeah,
no show on me.
You have to have, like, Norco.
No.
They just fix it.
And so they did a really shitty wedging welding job. And so I was like, let's see. Secretly, not really. Then I'm like, hey, guess what? I'm going to test it out. Well, outside 20 I go. Thing just falls off, like, and the guys are just thing. Like, and they're all like, again, Rob. And I'm like, they forever called me Mr. Forklift.
You're gonna lose that cushy school district job. Keep breaking their forklift.
No, they said don't even fret about it.
Really?
Yeah, but now they're calling me Mr. Forklift, so it's pretty sweet.
I was talking to, I think Mark, like my old guitar player for Flying Tin Can, and he said he was working on the docks in Seattle. And they had this big ramp that went down to the end.
Okay.
And then it, like, if you didn't make the turn, it just went to the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so.
Did he go in the ocean?
No, he didn't go in the ocean. I don't think he was driving a forklift. Because, like, you know, you have to go backwards, keep the load.
Yeah.
Up higher and stuff.
Yeah.
He said somebody did go into the water.
Okay.
And they went down to go get the forklifts, and there were 10 other forklifts.
On the 10 floor. Other forklifts?
Yeah. On the bottom of the floor there.
Fuck.
Because it would get icy or something and somebody would slide off. And then just
it's like fucking lemmings.
Swim
that's
out,
great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I propose that's what we do, is we all just go to Norco and get forklift certified. Justin and Chris.
I tried. I failed.
You want to go to Norco with us?
We could do jousting competitions then.
Drive the forklift?
Jousting. Yes. Jousting with forklifts.
No, like I had to do magic.
Yeah, magic carpet.
I have a feeling we're going to lose something.
No, you don't actually, so you know, joust with the, you know, problems. But
see if I can
you have a person
that,
like, on
at
a, the tip.
At Home Depot, they have.
On the, and then on the what, Justin?
Yeah.
On the what?
On the tips.
Yeah.
On forks?
At Home Depot, they have they have leeches, the forklifts that go up to the ceiling.
Mm. Yep.
Okay, well...
They're the ones that go out.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but then they also have the carpet pole, which is a 12-foot long pole that they use to carry carpet with.
Yeah.
You can joust with those.
Down.
You want to know how great Justin is as a friend? For our wedding, him and Chris went to go rent a forklift so they could drive us off into the sunset.
But apparently you need more than a 24-hour...
You also need certification.
Yeah. That one too.
That's funny.
And you know what's super not safe? Riding on the forks.
Because that's how people get ran over and break their foot. And...
One of Kathy's guys, we were sitting there, like, she was just finishing up work.
Oh, Christ.
And they come out, like, don't be alarmed.
Yeah.
Fire department is coming. Andy got his foot run over by the forklift.
So
they were riding on the forks.
Okay. So, no, they had a pallet on there, and usually what they'll do is they'll all come down to the end of the warehouse for break, and then they all ride back and go to the other end.
Okay.
They do it all the time. They're kind of dumb. So they're all sitting on the pallet, and they're driving. We almost think Andy did it on purpose, because we don't know how the hell he did it.
Like, he got sweet union settlement out of it.
Oh, yeah. So, we went to high school with this guy, too. So, he got somehow, like, rolled back over, and they rolled over his foot, and they broke his foot.
Fuck.
So,
and he was, like, pretty brand new.
So, yeah, it was pretty
Does he
crazy.
Still work for you?
No, he left.
Oh, okay.
But he did. He left afterwards.
Yeah, he left after the fact. But, yeah.
Get the money out of it.
Yeah, well, yeah, the union covers their butts for everything. But then they had to go through, like, training and compliancy, and they can't ride on the forklifts anymore, and they have to wear their seatbelts. Oh, my God, blah, 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 blah. And you have to ride with your forks on the floor. You can't have anything up. And...
Which you're supposed to do anyway.
You're supposed to do it anyway. I mean, if your forks are empty, they're supposed to be on the floor. If your pallet's empty, it's supposed to be on the floor.
Yeah, they told me twice.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
Yes.
Probably told you more than twice. You just
twice.
You got caught twice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It
okay.
Was...
It was fun. I won it. Well, and the thing is, okay, so Mr. Asshole, apparently my mom's like, okay, what'd you do again? And I'm like, I did it again, Mom. I texted her.
Did she hear it through the grapevine and shit?
John talked to one of the cooks when he delivered that day and said, Rob fucked up the thing in. And for some reason, the school district is like, you tell someone, like, someone little, and it's fucking...
Just, oh, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Where's your mom work?
She works at Glover.
She's still at Glover.
She works at Glover.
Because she was at Rock or Ferris.
For a while.
For a while?
Yeah, that was like...
We went up there...
That was like 6 years ago.
We had some competition at Ferris, and I was like, why are you here?
You're not... You're on North Side, lady.
Well, then I heard, like, she got in some shit at Glover...
She actually got the manager job at Ferris because they wouldn't let her do the manager at the Glover, but she's now manager at Glover.
At the Glover.
Yeah. At the Glover.
At the Gloves. Because she liked her best friend, Nancy, who actually just retired and didn't tell anyone, and my mom was super pissed. She's like, that was my best friend, that fucking bitch. I'm like,
I would totally all right, devil lady. If I was about to retire, just not tell a fucking soul.
Don't do it. You're going to lose a lot of friends that way, man.
Yeah. They weren't my friends to begin with.
Okay, we're not really friends, so it's okay. That's why we're doing this now. We have this memory.
Yeah. Plus, quotations.
Like, Chris and Justin, man. I like working with those two, but I don't want to retire with them.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you're not going to include, you know, Robert and Jacob? And
well, no, we're not a part of it. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, he's never worked with them.
It's three best friends and Robert.
Well, actually, no, it was... The thing is like, you included me. It was four best friends and Jacob.
Yeah, I changed it.
Yeah, Kathy changed it. I'm going to get back in there and fucking...
See that shit?
I tried, Rob. I tried.
It's
all right.
I saw that shit. I was like, who the fuck tried?
Fair enough.
I was wondering how long it would take anybody to notice.
Can we edit that? Huh?
Can we edit that, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. I made all of you admin on the Facebook.
Everybody's admin on
Facebook. And then you have a password and shit. I think you are too, man.
I think I have the Twitter one. Then.
You have all the stuff on Twitter, but none of us use fucking Twitter.
Chris does. It's
yeah, Chris uses our Twitter to settle his personal beef.
No, I gotta turn around.
And then he...
Now, how mad would you be if we all just said five friends? See, does it really hurt that speaker that much, really?
Roll off the tongue.
Yeah, not as well as three best friends and... See, we do it because it bugs you.
It doesn't bug me anymore. Well, I don't give a shit.
You've been
I'm on the podcast,
like
so I'm happy. But I'm just saying, like, how mad would you be if I just
not
did
all.
It? Like, just be fun.
They probably wouldn't even notice.
I was going to say, it took them this long to notice that I did that. So.
It takes us a while to get around to shit and then to actually do action to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll just change it back out of stubborn old madness.
Yeah, that's fine. I like being single about it anyway.
Yeah,
your name's is not on the podcast. Ian Jacobs' name's on the podcast.
See? It's a good way to look on the bright side, Robert.
I almost felt like Jay just then.
I'm helping you be...
I was like, that's right, motherfuckers.
I'm helping you be positive.
Yeah.
Did it work?
It did. See? I appreciate it.
Mission accomplished.
That works. So.
Yeah. We've resolved our conflicts on the cast.
I think we ran out of shit to talk about.
Well, I mean, Jacob went to Texas. He can tell us about
that. Yeah, Jacob, how was Texas? Did you stick your hand in a cow?
No,
I
had two beds in my hotel.
Oh, that's right, because you paid massive loads of money for that.
Well, no, it's actually cheaper to get two beds than just one. So I had two beds.
Did you combine them?
No, I had a daytime bed and a nighttime bed.
That's fucking great.
So literally my daytime bed was like piled up with all my school books, my computer, like anything I was just using to hang out during the day.
Yeah.
And then my sleeping bed was just left clear so I could just climb into bed and go to bed. And then the next day just go lounge on the
That's
other
like
bed.
That's like fucking the night man and the...
Day man.
Yeah, day man.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, but no. Hard time with opposites there? Sorry.
Did room service like change your nighttime bed and just never change your daytime one?
No,
I actually told them to go away. I had
no
the privacy.
Because
I had a lot of expensive stuff in there, so I was like, I don't
no housekeeping!
Trust people to not steal my stuff.
Did they leave a mint at least for you?
No.
Oh, well,
they put a letter under my door saying, you refuse service, if you need anything, call us.
Bitch. Texas style.
So, yeah, but no.
Did you go to Six Flags?
Nope, I didn't
it's
do
awesome,
shit.
He thought he was gonna get shot.
Oh, that's Dallas for you.
I kept saying racial slurs over FaceTime, and he's like, shut up. He's like, I don't know how thin these walls are. You're going to get me shot.
What kind of racial slurs?
Cholo.
Oh, that's not that
that's
bad.
That's not a racial slur. Yeah. I thought it was going to be like your pineapple or whatever.
It's not racism, it's true.
On Friday night, though, I asked him what we... On Friday night, though, I was like, what should we have for dinner? He's like, I don't know, mac and cheese? And I was like, nigga, please! I was like, you're going to have Red Lobster. You're going to go have steak and potatoes and delicious rolls and some weird vegetable and probably a beer, and you're telling me to have mac and cheese? I'm like, fuck you! I was like, I'm gonna get me some fucking pizza, dick face.
He turned Red Lobster. He had to go stick his hand in a cow.
No. Yeah. No, actually, there's no sticking hands in cows.
Sure.
It's not what I heard.
His mouth is sticky, though.
I bet cows the cow is.
Loves
it. I did shove 3.5-inch long needles into their necks, and what was it, like a... 2.5 foot.
Dude, Debbie Downer.
Tube down his throat.
Oh, that's why are you doing this? It hurts!
Moo! Moo!
So yeah. He thought out he was going to get shot.
Yeah.
And he's all like, God, well,
Because you're slang. That's pretty awesome, man.
Over FaceTime.
I think your first mistake was saying, I'm going to Red Lobster.
Yeah.
Have some mac and cheese.
Oh, I don't know what you wanted for dinner.
They don't have Red Lobster down there.
They do. Yeah, they do.
You ever been to fucking Texas?
Okay, first of all, the guy went to Texas. You're going to deny him all of his reality and be like, there is no Red Lobster. You went to Skipper's, fucker.
Exactly.
Oh, and then Elliot, she goes, oh, Mommy, we need to go be with Daddy. Let's go get in our car and we drive down there. I'm like...
Well, because Elliot knows the shit.
I'm like, Ellie, that's not going to happen, honey. She's like, no, Mommy, we go get in the car. And then she goes, oh, Mommy, our car is a mess. And then we'll go see Daddy. I'm like, Ellie, if you tell me the car's a mess one more fucking time, I swear to God.
You've been hanging out with your grandmother too much.
And then she's like, I was like, Ellie, and I showed her a map. I'm like, we're up here in Washington. She's like, oh, we're pink. I'm like, yes, Washington is pink. I was like, Daddy's down here in this big state called Texas.
That's not that far away, Mommy.
And
see,
she goes,
it's like 3 inches.
She goes, Texas is green. I'm like, yep. I'm like, that's a very long drive. And she's like, okay, we go get in the car now. I'm like, no, Mommy, no. And she's like, oh, Mommy, Auntie Kathy's over here. I'm like, Auntie Kathy's not in Maine, but okay. Okay. I'm like, okay.
Aww.
They're there.
Just a little pat on the knee, just a little bit, just, you know.
They're there.
Yeah. That's what Pinkston was.
It's always about you guys. It's okay.
Oh, that's great.
That's awesome.
It's great.
Who's going to text Chris? 7 now, fucker.
Is he supposed to be off? By 7?
I think my phone's upstairs.
Your phone's upstairs on the table.
Yeah. But yeah, so Texas, I mean, it was fantastic.
And windy, right?
Windy as shit.
So what all did you do in Texas?
So... Thursday, I spent the whole day at the school, which, I mean, actually wasn't too bad. It was actually kind of fun, because I don't ever get to work on large animal, but it was pretty good. Like, I got to meet all my instructors and stuff, so that was kind of nice.
Yeah.
And then Friday, I was at the school half the day, and then the other half, I just spent my hotel. There's nothing to do in the area.
He got me a comic book.
Oh, which one?
Dark Knight something. 30th anniversary
of Dark Knight Returns.
I was like, I don't remember. I got excited over my Batman pop, too. I'm like, woohoo, Batman pop!
The Dr. Pepper Batman pop?
What's that Dr. Pepper?
That went, like, from super awesome having fun time to
what?
Serious face.
It's all Dr. Pepper down there.
No, it's all Coke.
It's all Coke. It's all Coke products. Right?
And no, Jess, it's not cocaine.
Except for the airport.
That was only for breakfast.
DFW airport is all Pepsi products, apparently.
Well, where were you?
Dallas.
Outside Dallas.
Yeah, outside Dallas.
Okay. What is it called? The
Duncanville?
Duncanville.
Yeah,
oh,
Lancaster.
Yeehaw, motherfucker. Yeah. Duncanville. That was racist.
Never even been to Dallas.
But I don't know who carries us down there. I don't think we carry ourselves.
Aren't you guys fucking huge in Texas, though?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's huge, they're in Plano.
Everything is huge in Texas. From Texas.
What I just fucking said.
Yeah, say it louder.
Was your steak big in Texas?
No, it was just a small steak.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Yeehaw. Oh, I had like a slight, panic attack on Friday.
That's no Texas Thursday right there, sir.
Mm-hmm. Because I was cleaning a dining room and I looked up at the TV and there's like crazy ass like storm warning for Texas. I'm like, no, no, it's Friday. I was like, no, I'm like, no. And then like my little coworker, she's all like, are you okay? I'm like, and I was like, I hold on. Just
let me process
like,
this. You stick your hand in her mouth.
I'm like, no. I was like, crazy ass storm's gonna hit in Texas. I'm like, no. I was like, Jacob's supposed to be coming home tomorrow. That little punk ass can't be stuck in Texas. I'm like, I'm not having it. I was like, I'm over this shit already. I'm like, I'm done.
My man's down there.
By the time he left Wednesday morning. By the time Thursday hit, yeah. I was over it. I'm like, I'm done.
You missed that your ass butt, didn't you?
I did miss ass butt. And I was like 5 days late, so I'm emotional wreck. And yeah. I'm like, this can't be happening. There can't be a fucking storm right now.
Yes.
Tiny human.
Hello, tiny human.
And then so I'm sitting there and I'm looking and watching Mr. Al Roker talk about the storm. And then he's like, so on Tuesday, this will happen. I'm like, oh, thank God, Tuesday. I'm like, Jacob will be home by then. I'm like, I'm fine, honey.
Texas can, you know,
like,
get tornadoes.
I don't care about Texas now. It's going to happen on Tuesday. Jacob will be home Saturday. We'll be good. She's like, okay.
I generally don't care about Texas.
But yeah, I was just like, fucking Texas.
They elected an ass clown like Ted Cruz.
And fucking George W. Bush. Yeah. The second one.
And it's full of mega churches.
Yeah. Well, first one was okay.
He was.
Yeah, he was.
Wasn't as bad.
The church I went to when I was in Texas, literally there was
you went
like
to church.
Yeah, for a little bit. I was raised Lutheran. I even went to Lutheran school.
Justin was allowed to abstain from church when he was younger,
until I got kicked out in sixth grade.
I kicked out of youth group once.
Yeah. Nice.
I said God was a woman.
You got kicked out for that shit?
Yes.
Well, they count me kicked out for life because
God's Alanis Morissette.
The best part was they're like, I think you've watched a little bit too much of that movie Dogma. I'm like,
fuck you, I love Dogma.
No, but if ass. You want to go with that, okay. There.
You were like all passive and shit.
It's okay.
Dogma's great.
Like, you can't tell me my own opinion's wrong.
Yeah. See, I argued history. Because they wanted to teach us Bible history,
okay,
and not real history like American history.
I love history.
So like, Jesus came down.
Yeah, they were just like literally like have Bible Christian study was really.
Yeah, you had to have Bible class.
And
do you know how old you are when you were kicked out? Do you know?
Two and a half.
Two and a half.
What do you have? Sixth grade, so like 10.
Okay.
11?
Yeah.
Because I was living up on the South Hill, then I went to Adams. Yeah, then I went to Adams the rest of the year. So, and that's where I met Max, which is Chris's stepbrother.
Oh, yeah, tell him about that. Like, he knew Chris's stepbrother before he knew Chris.
Oh.
Yeah, I lived right next door to this guy, his stepbrother, Max.
She with Kevin, though, at the time?
No. No, she was with her, the dad. I don't remember his
Max's
name.
Dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember his name.
Next
great story.
But we built like in the basement, or like our townhouse had like a basement and everything, and we made a giant like haunted house in the basement. Cool. Like one school year, we like invited like the entire class over and everything. We had like cool little laser packs and stuff, like you put on the chest plate, like Laser Quest and stuff, or like the handheld ones.
We need to do a lock in.
Yes,
that'd be fun.
I'd be so down for that.
With just like, the end of the month, food out for the kids.
In one corner, yeah.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah. That's how it works, right?
Yeah.
I agree.
You gotta keep them after that.
I don't have parents. I don't have kids, so yeah. Go for it.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
You know, those thoughts really do go through people's heads, and they really do do it.
I know. People I joke about it all the time, but there are awful people who just be like, yeah, we lose kids home all the time.
Oh, yeah, back to my mega story church story.
Mega story church story?
Yeah, because he was saying mega churches.
That's the name of the
church.
mega story
the church,
church story.
I went to in Houston had its own like section like where you do the whole church Bible pray, singing, and all that crap. Okay. And then, like, a
church shit?
Yeah, whatever you want to call it. And then it had, like, a full-on gym, and then, like, a whole business office and everything. Like,
Jesus.
So it had a sanctuary and
a gym. Like, it was... It was literally, like... It had its own coffee shop inside. It hooked you up with, like, bagels and donuts and everything. Like, every morning, like, it would
just be... What really got me was all the churches where I was at, they were all fenced, and not just, like...
Yeah, no, it was all fenced off.
Barbed wire and shit?
Guarded fences.
Yeah, they opened the door every time a car would go
in.
Yeah,
they're all guarded fences. I'm like, what the hell's going on in there?
I need to make a pilgrimage to Texas.
I have family in Texas. We can go.
Like, it was, like, middle of, like, downtown and everything, like, and just, like,
yeah,
all good.
Just, like, just
it
off
was probably
the
on,
right
like,
there.
Like, 300 acres, like, worth of shit. Like, it was massive. Well, maybe not 300
acres. Welcome to megachurch.
The next, I've never seen a megachurch. Like, I joke about the Life Center being a megachurch, but it's small.
It was bigger than that, yeah.
Yeah, they're
all. Well, did you go to the new one? Like, they have the one outside of the FCC?
I deliver that's there Life all
Center.
The fucking time.
Yeah, that's Life Center.
So that's, it's not as big as...
No, it's a
lot. Fucking church is huge.
Those are mega churches around here.
Yeah, no,
that's they ain't nothing. Yeah.
They ain't nothing.
That's not.
The Life Center is like a dank apartment compared to these churches.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Like 2-3 stories and stuff, yeah.
So, next time I go to Ohio to go visit family and shit.
Yeah.
Which we'll do.
Yeah. I want to drive down to Kentucky, because on the border of Ohio and Kentucky, which states over there are, is that, I guess, okay?
I think that was outside, actually.
No, I think no, that was pants. But on the border of Ohio and Kentucky, that is Answers in Genesis, where they teach you that dinosaurs... were servants of man.
No.
It's a museum. They're building an ark now, too.
What the?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chris and I are planning a pilgrimage.
I would love to go see that.
I will probably make it there before he does. Yeah. That's
shit.
That's where What's-His-Nets, who debated Bill Nye. That's his museum.
Ken Ham.
Oh, my God.
Which I delivered to a guy named Ken Ham. And it,
Major
like,
Day?
Huh?
I've listened to that debate like twice, and it's fucking glorious.
It did. Yeah. Like,
of course it did.
In a big way.
If you ever have 3 hours to kill, listen to that debate.
Yeah,
I listen to
Bill
some
Nye
of it.
Bill Nye will drop the mic every 30 minutes, and it's
great.
Glorious.
But it doesn't faze Ken Ham.
Nope.
He's just like, whatever.
It's like, observable I hate Justin, science and it's versus... like, it doesn't faze him, like, at all.
No.
Yeah, but Justin does that to irritate you. Ken Ham believes the shit.
Yeah, like, I'll actually apologize if I'm... Not on radio talk.
Yeah. Quotations.
Will you? No.
Yeah.
We're on radio.
Yeah, keep your rep up for the 5 people that listen to us.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. All of them, including the Romanian guy.
Yep.
Or Chris's fucking Romanian crush.
Good stuff.
But I do want to go to Answers in Genesis.
What's it called?
Answers in Genesis.
Yep.
You know?
God, that sounds culty.
To be fair, it's all culty.
Well, but I mean,
it's just
you know, with like, okay, it's like a pot
it's just
smoker.
The size
it's
of
like,
the cult,
oh, I got
sir.
A giant pot sticker on the back of my car. I'm not a pot smoker. Derp.
I just support it and enhance everything.
Whatever. I'm not a pot smoker, but I do support all that shit.
Yeah.
Legalize it, brah.
You smoked pot once.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't, Justin. We have this argument all the fucking time.
Anytime you smoked hookah in that backyard, we lived it.
No, because I would watch you load it if I smoked
no.
it. Yeah.
When you
I was
were
aware
having
what
when
you
we were having
were fucking...
a bonfire challenge with our neighbor, no.
That was kind of fun. I didn't smoke when we were having the bonfire
yeah,
challenge with us. You guys did.
Everyone smoked.
So when Justin and I had our house, and Kathy.
I was gonna say I live there.
Yes.
You patronizing fuck.
Was this before or after that taco day where we got Jacob totally shoisty?
Shoisty?
Shoisty.
That is like the best word, shoisty.
This was before that.
Yeah.
We had our house.
The night wasn't choice teeth.
Night was terrible.
So mine and Chris's like apartment was coming up at the end of its lease, and we were deciding to move
all in. Four of us were going to move into a house together. And Chris is just a one day. Nope, I'm not.
No, I don't want to live with you guys.
But Justin hits us up and is like, I still need a house to live in.
Yeah, because that was our goal, and then Chris backed out. And I'm like,
Like a bitch.
So.
Yeah, that kind of sucked.
Yeah, because we kept getting roommates that were awful, like that would steal from us. And
it's all right. Sorry. Didn't get sick, we just had to deal with cold for a little bit.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Anyway. So. We had a fire pit in the backyard, and Justin was always out there, like, every night.
I love it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But a neighbor two houses down also have fires going.
Okay.
And so we got in a competition for who could build
the
biggest.
We never talked to them.
Not once.
You just took it upon yourselves, like little children that you are. Let's build a bigger one, because they have a small one.
Because, like, our neighbor, and then, like, I think Steve came over and something.
Steve gave us all that firewood.
And he gave us a bunch of
firewood.
And
then we also had all the breadboards from the old spaghetti factory, because they got rid of them.
Yeah.
They got new ones. But the way you take care of breadboards is you put oil in them. So they had all this salad oil just drenched in
them. For years.
Yeah.
Like, just soaked into
them.
So they went up, like, all.
And it's literally, like, I don't know, maybe 10, 12 feet high.
Damn.
Our neighbor on the other side came over. He's like, what you doing? And we're like, fire battle.
Our neighbor was really cool. He would bake us cookies and, like, help
they
us out with the
yard. They brought us ice cream one time.
And cobbler and stuff.
He was a super nice guy. Like, the best neighbor. Nice. Yeah.
And he would, like, rake our lawn for us because we didn't do it.
Like, we were busy working. Like.
Yeah. So he came over and he's like, what you doing? Fire battle.
Okay. I had
mind if I hang out for a minute?
We'd hang out all the time and drink and hang out. It's cool.
Yeah, we had a church pew on our porch.
Yes.
We should have taken that.
Yeah, we should have taken
that. I asked to hang out with Carlos and Lance, and we were talking about that.
I missed the church pew. Our porch isn't big enough now, but we could probably put it on the back.
We could put it on the patio.
Yeah, we need to cover up our patio. Oh.
Just swing by the house one night and see if it's still there.
It's not.
We thought for a couple of years after, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're putting a new roof on that house.
They need to fix the windows and insulation on the good place.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's not the blaster.
Like, it was during the winter, like...
It was in the 2008 when the winter was, like, 100.
You know, we got, like, 2 feet of snow overnight and shit. Yeah. And
we had, like, a winter wedding that year. I'm glad that did not happen.
Yeah. Yeah, our pipes froze, like, it just...
Because we couldn't afford to turn on the furnace!
So what happened...
We had a furnace for one week.
Hello, buddy. What's up, buddy?
Come here.
It happens sometimes, dude.
It's alright. Oh, let's go upstairs.
We had the furnace on, and then our electricity bill was almost $500.
Jesus.
Yeah.
And Kathy and I were the only ones paying it because our roommates were all deadbeats, and Justin was getting garnished.
You were getting
garnished at that time.
Yeah, okay, but
from your
and
apartment,
I had, like, just enough to I can pay my 1/3 of the rent, and then chip out for cable, and that was about it.
He would, like, sell his shit to pay us, which I felt bad, but we didn't have any money to fucking pay all the bills.
Because this was, like, a big investment for the house, and I'm like. That's why we agreed to do it with, you know, the four of us. Yeah. So it's like, we had to make do with dumbass roommates. So
we had that huge fucking $500 electricity bill. We're like, God, I ain't paying for this. And we shut the heat off. And you can have a space heater in your room because we ain't doing this. So if you were watching TV downstairs,
you're in, like,
your breath was showing. You were in blankets and shit.
Jeez. Like, my brother would come over and stay or something. He'd just sleep in his clothes and blankets and jacket
his
and everything.
Jacket and shit, yeah. He'd sleep on the couch.
He's, like, high and drunk. And
surprised your, like, plumbing didn't freeze or your
electrical. Oh, it did.
Oh, it did. So, yeah. Kathy's dad came over with heat tape and wrapped it around the pipe.
Oh.
And then he put a propane heater in the basement.
That sucks.
And we called our landlord about it, and she's like, I thought everybody just left their faucets on during the winter. We're like, I've never had to do that. Not once, ever, and I've lived in Spokane my entire life. Yeah, and we
pay for that fucking water, so...
Yeah.
We leave them on at our house.
I'm in the valley, I can leave them on without paying it.
Well, we have the...
I'm on a well.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, we have the built-in plan or something, so we... And you don't have to leave them, like, running.
Yeah,
dripping.
Yeah.
But we didn't...
A little flow. Yeah.
Yeah, so we do that.
And the cats always go...
Yeah,
if it's gonna,
now that we have the new furnace, it's not as bad. But
your pipes freeze and shit though.
They can.
Really?
Yeah.
They didn't get that cold this
because we don't usually have our furnace on in winter half the time anyway. Just because my mom's cheap and she's like, I'm gonna pay for fucking heat for cold, but it's winter on.
Our house is 67 year round. It's nice. Yeah.
That's the way Chris is.
Yeah.
Six, I don't seven. Mind that. Like, yeah, that's fine with me.
Cold.
Like, my grandmother growing up, like, she had to have it, like, fucking 80 degrees all the time.
That's how the residents are at my work. You can go to one room, it's nice and comfortable. You go clean another room, you're like, oh, I'm losing 10 pounds as I wipe down your sink.
But, like, upstairs, wintertime, I would just have my window open with a fan and everything. I didn't care.
But, yeah, if it's going to be a really cold night, we'll leave the water running a little.
Wow. Really? You're on a well.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty sweet.
I'm like three houses away from the border of Spokane, Washington. And so it's like, oh, guess what? You don't have to pay for utilities.
Is it Havana?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you've been to my house.
Yeah, I know where you live.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty awesome. So.
You see, you don't have any utilities.
I have a sewer because I was on septic. And then I had to pay like $4,000 to get on sewer. That sucked ass. Because I was like, there goes $4,000.
It's better than having your septic tank fucking pulled out every month. Yeah,
that's true. Well, I mean, it was only $500 for a clean. So.
And how often did you have to do that?
Like every 3 years.
Yeah.
Really?
Joe's actually needs...
Well, I mean, I'm one person. Like,
yeah.
How much shit do I do? Not really.
Well, if you and that's the thing. If you get a good septic tank, you can go...
For years.
For years. My friends, they're just... single couple, no kids, they do theirs every 10 years. Because they put in like a $30,000 septic unit, so they can go.
Which ones are you talking about?
Curry.
Oh, yeah.
They put in a really put in a really expensive septic unit for that reason, so they only have to do it every 10 years.
Yeah. I've never had a septic tank.
I haven't either.
Yeah, I only pay like, it's like $80 for sewer and garbage. So.
Yeah.
A month.
So, what we pay.
So. It's good.
This is our utility bill.
That's right. Super church. Super whatever the fucking name is. What would you say? Super.
I don't know.
Mega story church story.
Yep.
Write it down.
Good
thank
job.
You, Drell.
I was gonna start taking notes. And
thank
I,
you, Drell.
That's all I ever took was that one note.
Just the one note.
Yeah, the one note.
Well, at least well there's got a lot of paper. Jay and Tom and Bob stuff on that.
Yeah, well, because Robert and Jacob and I got all the parts down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone was nerve.
I'm so excited for that fucking Jay and Silent Bob podcast.
Chris wasn't even working.
Yeah, I know.
I was, so.
Mm-hmm. And he wasn't going to come
so
over.
You can get him as much shit as you like, sir.
Speaking of Chris, where the fuck is he?
Yeah.
You text him?
Sister texted him.
I did.
Did you respond?
Nope.
Cause...
And Kathy is Chris's kryptonite.
She sent him a picture, too.
I sent him pictures.
You should have took pictures of each other, like, just eating cake.
Oh my god, it's so good.
Just had all over her face and shit.
Chris is kind of immune to our bullshit, though, Justin.
Not his. He's still getting under his skin.
There's pissing him off, but, like... Any guilt trip that we're going to give Chris, he's
wait,
like...
Elliot.
I can pull some guilt trips every once in a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what? Recently?
Like, I'm like... Because we plan to go to movies every Friday.
I know, I need to go to a movie.
And then, like, sometimes, like, he's like... I know he needs to get out of the house and not just go home and drink and eat or do something.
Yeah, yeah.
Or he just do something stupid. So I'm like... He's like, no, I'm just going to go. I'm too tired. I'm too beat. I'm like, oh, okay. So I just wasted my ticket for nothing.
Like, you already bought the ticket.
Even though I'm already at home. I'm like, I don't care. I just have to beat him there and then act like I bought the tickets prior.
Which, I've seen you make it to any point in this town in 2 minutes flat.
Could be why my starter went out.
Think if Mom made it from downtown to hit our house in like 2 seconds, like when Pookie bit my face off.
Doesn't involve your fucking starter,
Pookie,
Justin.
Bit face off?
Not at all.
Pookie did bite my face, but I almost lost my left eye.
How?
So that'd be a sweet fucking eye patch story, though, and you could put like Hello Kitty on it and stuff.
I would.
And then you just leave the leg and get a little, you know, piece of wood. And
no, it was really sad. It was senior year.
Why do you think she's a pirate for some fucking reason, people?
If you have an eye patch, why not?
I totally
why not just go with the stereotype?
I have a blind friend that I've been trying, Carter and I.
Oh my god. No.
I've been trying to convince him to get a cybernetic eye. Actually.
Sean?
We know Sean!
What the fuck, man?
I forgot that he might have known Sean. But, for years, we were actually just trying to get him to get rid of his bad eye.
Okay.
They're both bad, but one doesn't work at all.
So you're just like, hey, one good, one's gonna be great. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like...
One's okay.
No, the other one doesn't work very well, and the other one doesn't work at all.
Okay.
Yeah. So we've been trying to get him to get rid of the one that doesn't work at all.
Okay.
You're like, what are we going to do with the eye hole? And we're like, you could get a sweet eye patch or a glass eye, and then you could take your eye out all the time.
Yeah, because you have to, like, I think, clean that hole.
Probably.
Yeah,
that's the weirdest thing, because in animals, we just take the eye and sew the lid shut. We don't put anything in there.
Yeah, but people
have... Those are animals!
Yeah. But there's, like...
And they're living beings. Why not?
Yeah,
But before it was a possibility, we were trying to get them... to get a cybernetic eye. We're like, you can get a Terminator eye, Sean. And...
if that was possible, I'd be all down.
Then you could see into the future, probably.
Probably?
I would trade my glasses in for that, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well. It's a good thing I only wear my glasses part-time. Because that shit's annoying.
Are you supposed to wear them while you drive?
Probably.
Probably.
I seriously, for like... randomly, I will close my eye and sit there and try to do stuff, like folding laundry.
Depth perception is fucking
hard.
Like, I'm just
like, okay, I can fold this flat sheet, I think.
Oh, no, I can work one eye.
And then, like, people would come and be like, Tabby, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, remember, I almost lost my eye a year ago. I was trying to figure out how I would do this still. They're like, it probably wouldn't work.
A guy almost getting crippled just running down the aisle in a fucking wheelchair. I almost got crippled, but fuck it, right? That would be fucking amazing.
I had like wicked like stitches on my eyelid and everything. It was crazy. I'm like, wow.
How long ago was this?
This is my blind
2005.
That was after I graduated. Damn.
Yeah. It was like Pookie was blind and deaf wiener dog, and
she bit your face.
He was 14 years old.
Oh, he was okay.
He was old and senile, and he was starting to lose it anyways. He would bite me all the time.
He's already fucking blind and deaf. I would lose that shit so goddamn quickly.
The thing was, he just jumped on the couch. Like, I woke up, I went and sat next to Jacob like I did every fucking weekend.
Okay.
And then he'd get in my lap, give me my morning kisses, and that morning he just went...
He's like, you're not the Tabby that I remember.
It was crazy, because I went like this, and I started crying because it hurt.
Yeah.
And then Jacob's like, let me see. And I went like this.
And then he's like, put your hands back. Put your hands back.
He's like, oh shit. Oh, I gotta go get Ray. He's like... Don't move! And so he ran downstairs. He's like, Ray, I need your help! Pookie bit Tabby! And Ray was like super stoner then. He's like, okay, hold on. He's like, let me get dressed. Yeah. I'll be there in a minute. And I'm in the bathroom going, oh my god, my eye! And so Ray comes up. He's like, hi, honey. He's like, let me see what's going on.
Oh,
he's
that's
all
a
like,
true stoner right
and
there.
And he's all like, yep. He's like, Jake, you need to call Mom. Tabby needs to get some stitches. And Jake's like, Mom, Pookie bit Tabby in the face and she needs stitches on her eye. And so Helen's like, next thing you know, at the house. She's like, let's get in the car, let's go. And I'm like, okay, I need to call my mom. And so she's like, use my phone, call your mom. And I'm like, Mommy, I knew that. And she's like, what? Like, I have to go. And she's like, what? She's like, honey, let me talk to someone who's not crying. She's like, I was like, yeah! the face, and we're going to go to Franklin Park Urgent Care, and she has to get stitches in her eye. She's like, okay, honey, I'll be there in a minute.
Yeah.
And then my mom and Helen kind of, like, argued who was going to pay for my stitches.
The fuck?
she's like, she's my daughter, I'll get it. She's like, oh, no, it was my dog, I'll pay for it.
Oh, but, I thought it was
the other way around. I was like, I'm not paying for that shit!
Dog's stitches.
No, don't worry about it, Helen. I got this. She's like, oh, no, but it was my dog. I promise you, I'll get it. I'm like, I don't fucking care who pays for the goddamn stitches. I want to go home. Let's just go back to your house. I want to go watch whatever we were watching. I'm like, my face hurts now. I'm like, what the fuck?
Hey, Tammy, at least your significant other's dog of attack was a Dachshund. Mine was Rottweiler.
Oh, no, thank you. Your dog always scared the fuck out of me.
Who wouldn't let me kiss her?
Oh.
At all. Or hold her. Or be near her. Or say hi.
Come you weren't allowed to exist.
She wouldn't let me think about her from the other side of the city. He sat on me once, and I tried to get him to move, and that didn't fly.
I miss that dog.
Me and him got tied after a while, but when we were dating, no go.
No go.
I mean, you never bit my face off. So I guess you got that.
You never almost lost your eye.
I exercise extreme caution around that dog.
Well, it's 180 pounds of Rottweiler. I hope you would.
Yeah! Your giant fucking dog.
Oh, and that's okay. Now I have, like, this fear of dogs being in my face.
No,
I'm just like, oh, no, don't, not the face. I'm like, just not the face. I'm like, okay, I've had enough kisses on the face. You can just stop now. They're like, he's not going to bite you, honey. It's okay.
Not again.
Like, no, no, we just don't do dogs in the face at all.
Yeah.
Okay. Just no dog.
Well, I'd be shit scared of dogs in the face too.
This asshole all the fucking time goes, give Roxy kisses, and I'm like, get her out of my face.
Give Roxy kisses.
I'm like, don't get me wrong, I love my dog. my deaf dog. I love her to death. She's like awesome most of the time. But I'm like, don't put her in my fucking face. I'm like, Jacob, really? Again, I have to tell you again to not put her in my face. She loves you. She just wants to give you. Get her out of my fucking face!
Asshole.
Asshole
Leo.
And with that, car.
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 Snoochie Boochies.
Snoochie Boochies.